Bonjour et bienvenue encore une fois à Coffee Break French. Welcome back to Coffee Break French. In lesson 29, we're continuing where we left off last time. We were looking at saying, I have a headache, I have stomach ache, and so on, in lesson 28. And in this lesson, we're taking that a stage further and dealing with more possible problems that you may have while you're travelling. We'll also be taking a visit to the doctors. Now, hopefully, you won't need the vocabulary that we learn in this lesson when you're travelling, but nonetheless, it's important to learn it. I hope that you enjoy the lesson. So last time, we learned how to say, I am not feeling well. Anna, can you remember how you say that?
Je ne me sens pas bien.
Très bien. Je ne me sens pas bien. I am not feeling very well. We also learned the phrase for, I am ill.
Je suis malade.
Je suis malade. And malade doesn't change whether you're feminine or masculine. It's always the one word. Unlike, for example, prêt and prête. I always say to Anna, est-ce que tu es prête? And I would be prêt. Pour apprendre le français, or indeed pour enseigner le français, to teach French. Okay, getting back to malade and les maladies are illnesses. Les maladies.
Les maladies.
We're going to talk a little about some possible problems that we may have on our holiday when we've got to visit a doctor or a pharmacist. Last week, we learned a few phrases like, I have a sore head, or my head is sore. How would you say that in French? Anna.
J'ai mal à la tête.
J'ai mal à la tête. So it's this business of having soreness or badness at the head. J'ai mal à la tête. How would you say I have a sore throat?
J'ai mal à la gorge.
J'ai mal à la gorge. And what about I have a sore stomach?
J'ai mal à l'estomac.
J'ai mal à l'estomac. And one last one, what about I have a sore back?
J'ai mal au dos.
J'ai mal au dos. Très bien. Now, the fact is that if you were to say any of these things to a doctor or to a pharmacist, then you would hopefully be on the right track to getting something for your pain. However, there might be other medical situations that you might have to explain. Something that is, let's face it, quite common when we go on holiday is that you have some kind of stomach upset. So if you're feeling a little queasy, you're feeling a little sick, you could say, j'ai la nausée.
J'ai la nausée.
Now, nausée comes from the same root as the word in English, nauseous. So if you're feeling nauseous, you would say, j'ai la nausée. J'ai la nausée.
J'ai la nausée.
Okay. And if things haven't gone very well and you've ended up with diarrhea, you would say, j'ai la diarrhée.
J'ai la diarrhée.
Now, we should perhaps have warned you in advance about the rather graphic nature of the problems in this episode. I'll let you into a little secret. When we were filming in Paris, when we were filming the video extra episode for this edition of Coffee Break French, we were standing on the bridge just opposite Invalides, and we were standing there and reciting, j'ai la diarrhée, to the very strange looks of people walking past. And Anna got a few strange looks too. Seriously, j'ai la diarrhée. But you can look out for that in the video episodes coming soon. Okay, so, j'ai la diarrhée.
J'ai la diarrhée.
And don't worry, they'll not get too much more graphic than this anyway. So, I have diarrhea. Notice that when you say, j'ai la nausée, j'ai la diarrhée, then you're using la. I have the diarrhea. I have the sickness or nauseous feeling. Another symptom that may occur when you've got some kind of stomach upset is that you may have been sick. You may have vomited. In which case, you would say, j'ai vomi.
J'ai vomi.
Now, there's a slightly different construction here. Again, Coffee Break French is not about learning phrases off by heart. It's about understanding what you're saying. And in each case, j'ai la nausée, j'ai la diarrhée. In those ones, la nausée and la diarrhée are nouns. I have the nauseous feeling. I have the diarrhea. But in j'ai vomi, you're saying I have vomited. So vomi is actually what's called a past participle. J'ai vomi. I have vomited. Okay? J'ai vomi.
J'ai vomi.
Now, we'll come back to that one when we're learning about tenses in future lessons. But just log that away in your mind at the moment. J'ai vomi. I have. And then you've got this past participle, vomi. J'ai vomi.
J'ai vomi.
Okay. Now, if we are learning about different types of symptoms when you're not feeling very well, I've got diarrhea, I have vomited, I have a sort of nauseous feeling. Maybe you've got the shivers, you've got, you're shivering, in which case you would say, j'ai des frissons.
J'ai des frissons.
Now, frisson is a word that we use in English sometimes when you talk about a frisson of excitement. Un frisson.
A frisson.
Okay, frisson are shivers. Okay, so j'ai des frissons.
J'ai des frissons.
Means I have some shivers. Okay, so you would say I am feeling shivery. J'ai des frissons.
J'ai des frissons.
So let's run through our different symptoms so far. J'ai la nausée.
J'ai la nausée.
J'ai la diarrhée.
J'ai la diarrhée.
J'ai des frissons.
J'ai des frissons.
J'ai vomi.
J'ai vomi.
Okay. Sometimes when you go to the doctors, then you have to say that you're not able to do something. For example, sometimes if you're on holiday, you might not be able to sleep. Now, I can is something that we've looked at before. So we're going to be able to work out how you could say, I cannot do something. So, Anna, can you remember how you say, I can?
Je peux.
Je peux. Okay. Je peux. So how would you say, I can buy some eggs here?
Je peux acheter des œufs ici?
Not œufs. Œil is the word for an eye, okay, so unless you want to buy an eye, je peux acheter des œufs ici.
Je peux acheter des œufs ici.
Okay, and of course we were using that in the context of est-ce que je peux acheter du café, des œufs, le journal, and so on when we were at the campsite. So je peux, I can, and to say I cannot do something, you would say
je ne peux pas.
Je ne peux pas. So let's now think about how you would say I cannot sleep. To sleep is dormir.
Dormir.
Okay, think of a dormouse sleeping in a haystack. Dormir.
Dormir.
Okay, I can't sleep then is
je ne peux pas dormir.
Très bien, je ne peux pas dormir. Now, let's think of another example. We might not be able to swallow. To swallow. Ah, now, wait a minute. We did swallowing last week when we were talking about the bank, or not last week, a couple of weeks ago. The bank machine has swallowed my card.
Le distributeur des billets a avalé ma carte.
Très bien. Avaler is the verb to swallow. Avaler, then, I cannot swallow.
Je ne peux pas avaler.
Okay, I have a sore throat. I cannot swallow. Anna, try that.
J'ai mal à la gorge. Je ne peux pas avaler.
Très bien. Okay, I have a sore head. I cannot sleep. Anna.
J'ai mal à la tête. Je ne peux pas dormir.
Je ne peux pas dormir. One other situation is that you might not be able to breathe. Bit serious, that one. To breathe is respirer.
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 So, I cannot breathe.
Je ne peux pas respirer.
Je ne peux pas respirer. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. Now, If you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break French experience, then you can sign up for the premium version of the course. And that includes video versions of each lesson, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes and also bonus audio episodes available to help you consolidate what you've learned in the main episode. You can find out more about the premium version of Coffee Break French at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, now, we may want to ask a pharmacist or a chemist, do you have something for? Okay, so do you have, est-ce que vous avez something, quelque chose, try saying that.
Quelque chose.
Est-ce que vous avez quelque chose?
Est-ce que vous avez quelque chose?
Pour.
Pour.
So for. So do you have something for diarrhea? Est-ce que vous avez quelque chose pour la diarrhée?
Est-ce que vous avez quelque chose pour la diarrhée?
Ok. Est-ce que vous avez quelque chose pour la nausée?
Est-ce que vous avez quelque chose pour la nausée?
Ok. Something else that you may experience is sunburn. Les coups de soleil.
Les coups de soleil.
Now, literally, un coup is a hit or a blow. So, les coups de soleil are the blows of the sun. The sun is punishing you. Les coups de soleil.
Les coups de soleil.
So, how would you say, do you have something for sunburn?
Est-ce que vous avez quelque chose pour les coups de soleil?
Est-ce que vous avez quelque chose pour les coups de soleil?
Est-ce que vous avez quelque chose pour les coups de soleil?
Très bien. OK, so the pharmacist might give you something and they might say something like, prenez ça, take that, trois fois par jour. Now, let's say the chemist had said that to you. Prenez ça trois fois par jour. And you didn't understand what had been said, but of course it's quite important to understand what's exactly being said when you're talking about medication. Trois fois par jour. What do you think it might mean?
3 times a day.
Exactly. 3 times a day. Trois. Fois. Une fois is the word for a time. Par jour. Per day. Trois fois par jour.
Trois fois par jour.
Par jour. Uh-huh. And then they might say, avant de manger.
Avant de manger.
Now, you know what manger means?
To eat.
Yeah. So, to eat, something about eating. Avant de. Now, avant means before. So, avant de plus an infinitive is before doing something. Avant de manger, before eating. How would you say before dancing?
Avant de danser.
Avant de danser. Before drinking.
Avant de boire.
Très bien. Before sleeping.
Avant de dormir.
Okay, so all these are key words and key expressions. Maybe not before dancing. A pharmacist is not likely to tell you. Prenez ça trois fois par jour avant de danser. No, it's more likely to be avant de dormir, avant de manger, and so on. Or alternatively, it may be après avoir mangé.
Après avoir mangé.
Literally, that means before. Sorry, not before. Après means after. After having eaten.
Après avoir mangé.
Yeah, slightly different in French. In English, we can say before eating, after eating. It's the same construction. Whereas in French, before is avant de, plus an infinitive. And then after doing something is après avoir manger in this situation. So, après avoir, plus in this situation, it's a past participle. Don't worry too much about this. It's these grammar points. We will be picking up on these at a later date. But simply know for the time being that there's two slightly different constructions. One is avant de, plus an infinitive, and après avoir, and in this case, manger, a past participle. Okay, Anna, we're going to do some role play here. You are going to be going to the pharmacist or the doctors to explain what your problem is, and I'll feed you the information and see how well you get on. Don't forget, Anna, to let the listeners try it first and then see if you can come up with the answers after them. Okay, so to begin with, start by saying things aren't going well. Anna.
Ça ne va pas.
Ça ne va pas. I'm ill.
Je suis malade.
Okay. I have a sore head and a sore throat.
J'ai mal à la tête et à la gorge.
I can't sleep.
Je ne peux pas dormir.
Do you have something for nauseous feeling?
Est-ce que vous avez quelque chose pour la nausée?
Très bien. I'm sure you would have been given exactly the right thing in that situation, Anna, because you explained all that very carefully, very well. Okay, let's try another one. Okay, so to begin with, say, I'm not feeling very well.
Je ne me sens pas bien.
I have been sick and I have diarrhea.
J'ai vomi et j'ai la diarrhée.
Do you have something for diarrhea?
Est-ce que vous avez quelque chose pour la diarrhée?
And imagine the doctor or the pharmacist gave you some pills. Tell him, I can't swallow.
Je ne peux pas avaler.
And to be honest, if you can't swallow, there's a chance that they might give you another kind of medication. But this has probably been graphic enough. Let's stop there. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.